This is Mark Steiner, and today is January the 8th.
The idea began to develop that I was getting pretty good when I was about 11. I started to feel pretty good.
Well, who were you beating besides your sister?
Almost everybody, you know, just everybody I played, except the best, you know, except the really good players.
Were you going to school at the time?
Yeah.
How far did you go in school?
That was the voice of the great chess player, Bobby Fischer. In 1958, at the age of 14 years old, he won the United States Chess Championship for the first time. 14 years old! He went on to become the world grandmaster and a symbol of the Cold War between the United States and the Soviet Union. Today in 1811, what was known as the Great German Coast Rebellion began. It is described as the largest slave rebellion in the history of the United States and began in what is now the new American territory of Louisiana, outside of New Orleans. It was a multiracial society that white Southerners did not know how to manage. Thousands of Haitians who fled the Revolution with their slaves to Louisiana. Charles Delandais was one of those slaves who led the rebellion that took over the same plantation on which he was enslaved, killing two of the slave owners. Over 200 of the enslaved from neighboring plantations and Maroons living free in the swamps began to march on Orleans. Most spoke no English. Most were born in Africa or Haiti. The rebellion was brutally put down by the U.S. Army and Haitian Creole planters 2 days later on the 10th of January. As remembered on that day, a total of 95 insurgents were killed in the aftermath of the rebellion, including Deslandes, who was captured and, quote, had his hands chopped off, then shot in one thigh and then the other until they were broken, then shot in the body. Before he had expired, was put into a bundle of straw and roasted. The legislature of Orleans Territory approved compensation of $300 to planters for each enslaved person killed or executed. But it led to smaller, constant rebellions until liberation 55 years later. And in 1867, African-American men were granted the right to vote in Washington, D.C., becoming the first place in America that granted African-American men the right to vote. President Andrew Johnson attempted to veto the bill, granting all male citizens of D.C. the right to vote, but Congress overrode his veto. There were still some barred from the rights to vote: women, those under 21, welfare and charity recipients, those under guardianship, men convicted of major crimes, and men who voluntarily sheltered Confederate troops and spies during the Civil War. And a few years later, in 1871, the first issue of Women's Journal and Suffrage News was published in Massachusetts by Lucy Stone and her husband Henry Blackwell. It agitated for change until 1931, when it closed its doors. And today, in 1877, marked the last battle Crazy Horse and his Lakota warriors fought against the United States at Wolf Mountain in Montana. After Custer's defeat at Little Bighorn, some of the Lakota fought on. Crazy Horse and others wanted peace, but were pursued. While this battle was militarily a draw, it led to the defeat of the Lakotas, and Crazy Horse led his people to the reservation that May. 1735, John Carroll of Maryland, first woman Catholic bishop in the United States, was born. He was the only Catholic signer of the Declaration of Independence, and a Jesuit, a U.S. senator, an American revolutionary, who tried to bring understanding between Protestants and Catholics, who, while opposing slavery, never had the courage to stand against it. And this was a very sad and tragic day that gripped America in 2011, when Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and six other people were killed and 13 injured during an assassination attempt and mass shooting at Casa Adobes, Arizona, at a Safeway grocery store. And here's a great song for us to think about on this January the 8th. Continue your exploration of this day in history. Visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back. She asked me to stay and she told me to sit down.